Hey everybody, welcome to DemoMirror.com. This is Matt, and I'm sitting here with Jeff Bartel, and we just heard a song of his called Stagnant Rift. How you doing?
Great.
Good, good.
Glad to be here.
Good. So this song is a demo of a Close Friends song, I believe, that you that's your band, Close Friends. Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, it's interesting. I actually wrote it in a period where, in 2007, in the fall, that I was working at this job that I didn't like, and I was living at home, and the only thing I could look forward to was coming home and writing music at night. Mm-hmm. And it was a very, very, very good period for that. And I actually, it was in the course of this week that I wrote that song, along with, I wanted to write as many songs as possible in 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote about 17. Now, when I say song, it's kind of a loose term, because it's really more ideas that came out, little instrumental things, but that was the best song that came out. It was like more of a full idea. Mm-hmm. And that is that's a one take deal. Like that's it. Like I just sat down. I didn't have any preconceived notions. I just went for it and like literally just hit it. And that's what you hear there. Like straight up, and I add other stuff to it. But the guitar and vocal track is 100% raw. Like it's the most, I think it's the most purely creative, recorded piece I've ever done, just because it's there. There's no, it's all me on one take. So
cool. Did you? I heard like some. There's like electronic little bleeps and blips in there,
yeah.
And some drums and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Was that all added after?
Yeah, that was after the fact. But those things again were kind of a one take thing. It was like, well, let me just add some drums and that. I just sat down and did that, and then let me add like some keyboard on it. It was all just in one, I guess three or four foul swoops, but mm-hmm. I never went back and touched it again. I was just like, that's it, that's all I want. And
cool.
Ended up being like the definitive version for a while, and it got around to a number of people just by people passing it around. And then when it came time to do the album, we decided to actually re-record it, but that was all I had for a while.
No, so that version seems sweeter sort of version of that song. I feel like the Close Friends version really sort of rocks out a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not saying it's not good or one's better than the other. It's just a lot different.
Yeah, I guess it does have sort of this different tone. I think the keyboard is probably part of the reason of that. I kind of mm-hmm. went high on the keyboard and just sort of made this sort of a sweet aspect to what's going on with the guitar and the vocals. But I guess I can thank the rest of the band for kind of pulling it out and bringing their own flavors to the guitars, and kind of again warping it into a band song, not just a solo idea.
Do a lot of the Close Friends songs come from like an acoustic guitar idea like that, and you build up on them, and how does that, and also how does that translation sort of work for you guys as a band?
Basically the process is that I have this one beater guitar. It was like a hand-me-down guitar. I don't really know where I got it. It was like the what's the brand? It's like Area or something. I never even heard of it. And I think like an uncle gave it to me along the way. I have a much better guitar. I have like an Alvarez that's really nice, but I refuse to write songs on anything that isn't this beater, because it just has this magical power. I've never changed the strings on it, and it still stays in like tune, and it's missing one string. It's missing the low string. I mean, the high string, rather. The high E. And I write every song on it, and it's just like this magical guitar. And I'll write the songs on there, and I'll usually make an acoustic version myself, kind of like a demo, such as the Stagnant Rift one, and then I'll usually approach the rest of the band and kind of work from there. That's how basically that first album was all made, kind of that way, except for one of the two of the songs. Hole in the Sky is actually kind of part of came out of like a jam. That was more of, that was a very band written song, whereas the rest of them are kind of just me like coming on from that one guitar and then eventually making the transition. So it has this sort of importance to my songwriting and that whole process. And then it's just me in front of like my computer, not even like a mic. I just pipe it right into the computer because I'm so lazy. It's like, if it can't be easy, I'm sure you know about this. It's like, if it can't be an easy process, you almost don't want to do it. So
right,
that's kind of where I'm at.
What's a song mean to you? I mean, maybe lyrically or that sort of, get into that sort of realm.
I mean, the, I think the cool thing about it is that it came right out. I wasn't sketching around with ideas beforehand, even what I was going to say. In fact, you know, there's points in the song that I had to fill in later because I wasn't even singing anything yet. And a lot of the words were just made up stuff that I eventually had to work into words, or they're just sort of, they're sounds coming out of me and they weren't really words yet. But I knew I wanted to say, like at the beginning of the song, I knew I wanted to say like students, but I didn't really know where students would fit into a line. So I kind of did this like nudance thing, and I was like, well, that could be new dance eventually, but that didn't come till a long way away. It was just sort of, it was more about the sounds rather than the actual words. And then, you know, I think at the time I felt kind of this personal turmoil of like working this job I didn't like, and I wasn't really at a place in my life that I was really happy with, you know, people and everything. It was just one of those kind of tumultuous times, and I think that kind of encapsulates that, and the idea of like this rift between people or things. And so it's kind of a dark song, but at the same time I think it's you know, it's just like this pure emotion of kind of like dealing with that. But yeah, I mean, most of it's gibberish. At least in this demo, it's mostly just pure sounds coming out of me, and I think that's a neat part of it.
Yeah, yeah. So I know you do a lot of visual art as well, and I was sort of wondering how that plays into your music, if it relates, if it doesn't, how it does, that sort of thing.
I mean, I hope that in some way, some sort of the same kind of themes, especially in the first Close Friends album artwork, I hope that translates well to the music, you know, sort of this homemade, you know, I mean, the entire album's homemade, you know, it's all recorded in bathrooms and, you know, bedrooms. It's not a, you know, it's not a studio album, and it's relatively lo-fi. So I hope that, you know, the handmade artwork, you know, because it's all stuff that I scanned in after hand doing it. So I hope that, at least in that regard, in terms of the band-related artwork, it works like that. And then in other things I do, I try to at least make things look handmade. I think that's a real goal of mine. I like things to be visceral. You know, even just the fact that we're, you know, recording into microphones right now into a deck of some sort, it's cooler than a computer to me, just because I like things to be hands-on and you know, lo-fi to some degree, depending on, you know, if it's working with the type of songs that, you know, myself or other people are doing. I just I like things to be tactile, and, you know, there's great things happening with technology and the internet and you know, the way that it moves to people. But I like artwork, I think, for myself as a whole, to be something that people know I reached out and touched in some way, and try to carry that across as much as possible, the tangibility.
What's your schedule like? Because you're doing so much, you're doing visual art, you're doing music on your own, you're doing music with the band. How, like, maybe, like, what's a normal day, what's a normal week for you? Like, how do you get all this stuff out of you?
You know, it's tough. It's a lot of coming home, because I work 9 to 5 every day, and I think that a lot of it is, you know, I try to take time during the day, you know, acceptable time, like during breaks or at lunch, to do something visual. And then when I come home, it's try to do something, you know, try to eat dinner and then try to work on something at all, even if it's my sketchbook. I consider at least doing something in my sketchbook to be the least of, you know, a creative idea. And I don't always feel like writing songs or being, you know, being musical, and usually when my roommates are home, I don't like to do that anyway. I kind of like to be alone and kind of private and be loud. So usually when the mood strikes me, I'll work on music. I think the rest of the time, you know, I'll just be forcing myself to do work late at night when I feel like I could just be going to bed. But you know, it's a lot of time with the computer, and that kind of bugs me. But yeah, it's a lot of cramming it in. Not a lot on the weekends. A lot of the weeknights, just weeknights. But you know, I think I give off an air of being busier than I actually am. I like to think that I'm constantly working on something and creating something, but it's a real push to do that. But I think it's one of those things that I've learned the past couple of years when I've had more time to do it, is that once you start doing it, it comes out.
Right.
Once you, because there was a period in college where I didn't write any music at all. Yeah, I think that once you start on something creative, it starts to flow out more easily. You're a conduit for creativity, and there was a point, you know, a couple of years ago when I was in college where I didn't write songs for like 2 years. I just didn't write anything. I have like a couple little diddles and ideas, but full songs weren't coming out. And then when I got back from Texas in 2007, I was like hellbent on just, you know, starting to write songs again. And the first one was kind of bad, and I kind of slowly built into it. And after a while, it just kind of came like a floodgate. So I can say to anybody who wants to get into anything creative, just try it. You know, just start doing it, even if you don't think you're any good at, you know, whatever it is, sketching, painting, whatever. Just get messy and go for it, and you'll see what happens. Because I don't know day to day what's going to come out of me, but I think if I just, you know, the key word is just start doing it. That's the goal, I think, for me or anybody. So,
okay, well, thank you for sharing that with us.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll see everybody next time.